Their Connections Virtual School. I'm Elena Polson, Chief Communications Officer for Clear Creek ISD, and this is the second webinar that we're hosting in reference to this new opportunity for families for the 21-22 school year. I do encourage families to go back and even watch the one that we did earlier in this week, because certainly some of the questions that are asked, we get into details, but we're going to go ahead and get right to it. I would like to go ahead and introduce Dr. Karen Engel, who's our Assistant Superintendent of Secondary Education, and Ms. Holly Hughes, who's our Assistant Superintendent over Elementary Education, and they have a presentation to share with you.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for joining us. And first of all, we want to share our utmost thanks and gratitude for our teachers, our staff, our students, and our parents for supporting us along this journey that we have been through COVID. We have learned so many things together, and we have had many new opportunities. And today we have a chance to share another opportunity with you for the upcoming school year. So we're going to do a condensed version of this presentation. We definitely have covered this material before, but we definitely want to jump into questions at the end and see if we can answer those for you today. First of all, we want to share with you a little bit about our journey. That is, in spring, just a year ago, we were in the role of remote learning, and we were thrust into COVID, and definitely had an experience in trying to provide instruction to finish out the school year. And then this year, we have been full into Clear Connections in response to COVID. That has looked in many different ways every 9 weeks as we have changed and met the needs of our learners as they have changed in their instructional format. And that has looked like hybrid. It has been Clear Connections and in-class brick and mortar. And we've had many changes throughout the year. Our goal in moving into the next school year is to provide stability and to provide a virtual magnet program for the elementary level and a virtual new school for the secondary level. After that, we are looking at the opportunity to possibly continue on with a virtual academy and seek that guidance from the state so that we can move forward with that in the third grade through 12th grade grade levels. We definitely have spent a lot of time working and getting feedback from our all of our stakeholders, from our teachers to our parents, from our students have provided outstanding feedback along this journey. And we're thankful for all of those. You see a list there, and that is just a highlight of all the conversations that we've had in trying to select and solicit feedback from you on what's working and what we need to improve as we've gone through each phase together. As we went through seeking that feedback, we asked some guiding questions. Who is our intended audience? What should be replicated from Clear Connections? And what must be improved? We definitely had some clear answers. As far as our intended audience, we're still zoned to Clear Creek ISD students, and we need those students that are looking to be, that are looking for this opportunity, and they have successfully been involved in online learning, or they are successful online learners, and they have this characteristics surrounding that. And we'll talk about that in a minute. But also, we know that we want to meet the needs of many learners, and we want to continue to build relationships and Clear Connections. And so that was an important part as well. And probably finally, one of the most important pieces that we move forward is that this is really looking for stabilizing our programming needs. Each 9 weeks, even today on our elementary campuses, we've had transitions based on students changing their method of instruction. And so in the upcoming year, we're looking for a full year commitment to move forward into this new opportunity. We have had many learners with us, and I find this slide fascinating, that this is how many students we've had that have been in Clear Connections this spring, and then also those that have been continuously enrolled in our Clear Connection programs. Needless to say, we have a lot to plan for. In the elementary setting in the upcoming school year, we are proposing a elementary magnet program, possibly on multiple campuses. We'll see how the enrollment works out. And then secondary is proposing a true virtual school. So just like now, if you have students that are at the elementary level and the secondary level, there are many things that are very similar, but there are some things that are different. And so when you're talking about Clear Connections moving forward, you will know that there's things that are different at the levels, and then also things that are different certainly from this past year going to next year. And that's something important to hold on to. As we look at our pre-K through five and virtual pre-K, we have had great success with offering that. We will be continuing on with that model, and it'll be a magnet program on specified campuses based on enrollment. The application is up now, and we'll talk about that too, but we're looking to see how that fits and where those programs may land. But it's important to know that those programs will likely not be on your home campus. And so as you look to this program, we'll be looking for synchronous and asynchronous learning with our incredible CCISD teachers, and it'll be designed to support those successful online learners. As we look to this pre-K model through fifth grade, we will be notifying you as to where those programs and those locations land as far as we go in the next in the upcoming month. And do you want to talk a little about secondary?
Absolutely. So the secondary model, as Angie said, really does look a little bit different, quite a bit actually, because we're proposing a new virtual school. This new virtual school of choice is very similar if you're familiar with Clear Horizons or ClearView. Both of those are schools of choice. We are proposing a 6th through 12th secondary campus. Several years ago, ClearView had an intermediate and high school on the same campus. So we're looking to that model. Really allows us for some economies of scale as far as sharing teachers. Students can, especially intermediate students, can take some high school courses, and it's all that we can share teachers. So there's a lot of advantages to that 6th through 12th model. So that's what we are proposing. There will be both synchronous and asynchronous courses. Every class will be either taught or monitored by a CCISD content certified teacher. That's very different than this current year. This year, we do have some asynchronous Edgenuity courses that were monitored by just a certified teacher. But if those courses, if a student has one of those courses next year, there will be a content certified teacher to help them along that process in that asynchronous independent learning. This is designed to meet the needs of successful online learner, as we said. There's some academic, social, and emotional characteristics of students that are really successful. We have had some students that have actually just thrived in the online learning environment. So those are the students that we're trying to allow them to have this opportunity. And I think then moving back over to the elementary instructional model.
Absolutely. Want to share a little bit about the elementary model. I've said already that it'll be our CCISD teachers, but we'll also be using our incredible rich curriculum. And that is an important factor in making this decision, is that we'll still have the same content and teachers trained in all of our professional learning that takes place in Clear Creek ISD. On our synchronous days, we will have 4 days a week, and then one day is going to be built for asynchronous opportunities as well as small group instruction, such as interventions, small group, and assessments. One of the pieces that we have really worked hard on, and it's been a stretch for us, is really at the younger grade levels, especially pre-K through 2, having that intervention time, having that small group time, and having that one-on-one learning time and conferencing with kids. That's something that happens in the brick and mortar environment, and it's been a true challenge for us. And so this is going to take a very specific learner that is going to be successful with this. Also, I know it's been a challenge for some families to know that, will this be fully asynchronous? Will I be able to work during the day and come home and do all of this at night with my child and replicate the day? That is not the case for this model. We need, in the elementary setting, specifically, we need cameras on, face-to-face, daily instruction taking place so that our incredible teachers can work with your child to make sure that they're successful. And so that's something to really consider in looking forward to this. Another piece that we are looking at for this upcoming year is that it's going to be a bilingual instruction and the dual language one way for our Spanish speakers learning English that will be provided. We will not be offering dual language in this setting just due to the language models and buddies and supports that need to all be in place for that. That's one thing that we've really watched this year to be able to support our learners in the best way possible. We are thinking that there'll be after school opportunities and clubs and organizations that will be possible to support our students, and we're excited about that. One thing that if, as we move forward and you sign into a magnet program at the elementary school, know that you're leaving your home campus. And I often use the schools that are closest to us now. If you're a Bauerschlag Bear and you are in that home zone, you'll be applying to that school of choice, and you will be losing that bear mascot and that home connection and enrolling into this new school and taking on that identity of that new school for the year. And so that's an important decision to make as well as you consider all the options in front of you and for your child.
Okay, and then with the secondary instructional model, very similar in a lot of aspects. We're looking at kind of a somewhat of the same structured school day with class periods, 1 through 7 throughout the day, cameras on, engaged with the teacher, engaged with your peers, engaged with the classmates, as we found that to be very important as we got feedback from teachers and students. The primary method of instruction will be what we tried to do this year with the teacher and online learners engaged face-to-face synchronous learning. We also do have, depending on course selection and master schedule availability, we will have some completely asynchronous classes, Edgenuity is what we used this year, and we will continue to use those for courses that don't make. Everyone at the secondary, you understand if you sign up for a class and there's not enough students to take the class, then you have to pick a second elective. We have the Edgenuity as an option, so that if you want to take a class and it doesn't make enough to allow us to have a teacher and a classroom with, you know, students, enough students to make the class, you'll be able to take that Edgenuity online. So all the electives that are available and all the courses that are listed in the course options will be available primarily through our synchronous if possible, and if not, also through asynchronous. Virtual class rank, GPA, this is a new school of choice. So we will have a graduation, we will have class rank, your GPA will come from this virtual school. It will not be connected to your home campus. This is a withdraw from the home campus and enroll in this new school of choice. As we talked about clubs and organizations, we're excited about the opportunity of options that maybe we haven't even thought about yet. We'll have virtual PTAs. This is a school. So the opportunities that you have on a regular campus, on a brick and mortar campus, we're looking to replicate those as best as we can. After school and extracurricular activity will be connected to your home campus, your zoned campus. Let me explain that. If you're a student at Clear Horizons right now, Clear Horizons does not have after school fine arts activities, band and orchestra. They don't have track. They don't have many of the things, football. And so if you want to participate in those activities, if you're a Clear Horizons student in that school of choice, you are able to go back to your home campus after school, after the end of the school day, and participate in anything after school or before school if you want to do that. So that is the new virtual school is lined completely up with our Clear Horizons and Clearview model of extracurricular activities. The one thing that we found from teachers and students And we heard a lot of feedback in parents was that were that performance-based courses were challenging. Whether it's auto tech or a class that you have a lot of hands-on activity and the curriculum is hands-on, students were just most challenged by those, and the teachers were most challenged in sharing those activities. So we worked with Mr. Goodman, Ms. Morgan, when the district level fine arts and career and technology directors to find out what can we offer virtually that students will be successful in, and then the teachers can teach and cover the Texas essential knowledge and skills. So those are the courses that you're offered. So they are limited. If you'll look at the course selection options, the reason they're limited is we've taken this year's knowledge and information and really created courses, a course listing that students can be most successful in online. And what makes a secondary school of choice unique? Well, we do have some opportunities for some intermediate students, like I said, to take some high school courses. There are a few of those available. And we also have some flexibility. We're looking at offering a zero period at the high school or an eighth period. These are classes outside of the regular 1-7 school day with some completely asynchronous Edgenuity options that a student could take. And so you could have a few extra courses. That's exciting. A virtual school does not have walls. So it provides us with some unique opportunities and some things that we're looking at, some challenges and some really possibilities. Unique elective courses. We do at the intermediate have a virtual learner basics. How do I learn online? Very modeled after. We have the same type of introductory opportunity course and curriculum at the magnet schools. How do you learn in a different school environment? This would be focused on virtual learning. So you can look at we do have posted the courses offered. And so look at those and see if that fits your learner. This is a unique learning opportunity. It is a school of choice. It doesn't match the needs for every student, but it certainly is an opportunity for many. Just going down the application process, that application is online. Please go online, fill that out. Look at those revised courses that are offered strictly through Clear Connections. You will have a chance to make those course selections here in a couple of weeks, but we want to make sure you know what is available if you sign up for Clear Connections. We'll have a parent-student orientation, and there is definitely there's a commitment that we're asking for, a year-long commitment, and we're asking for parents and students to understand this is a different type of school of choice learning environment. And I will say that ClearView and Clear Horizons also have that same type of commitment between families and the school. This is contingent on legislation, TEA approval, and we are really focusing in on the current legislation that is in Austin regarding virtual schools and funding for that. This does require a student application and withdraw from the home campus. Whether it's elementary or secondary, you withdraw from your home campus and enroll in the new virtual school. It's designed for the successful online learner, and we certainly are working with families. This is a family commitment, students, parents, and we're in the school, and we're excited to partner with families on that. This is the timeline. We are looking through we've talked about some initial communication. We'll continue to do that. We have changed the date for final selection to April 19th to give families another week to really look at this option and talk about it and see if this is the right thing for the learners. And the week of May 3rd, we start looking at orientation and really engaging those students that are going to be a part of this for next year. So that gives a summary, Ms. Paulson. Is there anything that you wanted to add for the elementary side on that?
No, I'm thankful for our Board of Trustees and the opportunity to pursue this option. And we'll definitely be dependent in watching the legislative session to see what comes forward and to see if we have this opportunity for our students. But I know there's some questions that came in last time that we probably still need to answer this.
Right,
this
absolutely. Questions about how special education services would be provided through Clear Connections, and what should a parent do if they're considering Clear Connections as an option?
It's a great question, and it is an important one. CCISD is responsible for providing a free and appropriate public education on the student's home campus if you receive those special services, and that's an important piece to the maximum extent possible. A virtual magnet program or school would be a school of choice, and so that is a pretty big distinction. For our students receiving special ed services, they would definitely want to reach out to their administrator or their special ed team leader to talk about that and see what those options might be. But it would definitely be an ARD committee decision as if this meets the needs of a student. And certainly we have some that it has, and we have some students that it has been a struggle, just like we have with all learners in the program. So definitely want to make sure that we're making a match for the environment to the student needs.
Yeah. And there's, just like we had on the last session, just some questions about offerings, course offerings, and a perception that it's limited, and that we really, and I guess that perception is correct, but the rationale behind it is that this year we stretched as far as we could stretch, and it probably isn't something that's sustainable to have teachers continue to do a hybrid model where they're teaching one period or sometimes two, brick and mortar and Clear Connections. So the idea behind this is very similar to some of our other signature schools like Clear Horizons Early College High School, Clear View High School, even Science Magnet to a degree, where you make a choice that this is something that meets your students' needs. I know there's still some, definitely and understandably so, concerns about COVID-19. And that's one of the reasons why we extended the deadline, because the Safety Committee will come forward with their recommendations on April 12th. We'll certainly, I think, have it out sooner than that. But I think we won't know what the fall looks like. But if we're on a good trajectory like we are today, I think we'll be hopefully close to normal as we can be. But that's all subject to change. So as that, we know that's part of the decision-making process. And so in that sense, that if we have families that make the commitment and then change their mind, what is that process if after the 19th?
Well, and I would go back to the course offerings, and we talked to all our district leaders in each curriculum area, as well as a lot of feedback from teachers and students. So this is a compilation of everything that they felt like could be offered. All the core contents are there. And whether it's AP, we have AP courses, we have honors, we have on levels. So we have a lot of opportunities, but it is limited because we found that those performance-based courses we could not cover the curriculum that needed to be covered and successfully teach that course. So that's kind of where that landed. If you are looking at the courses and decide, I think I want to do this, and then change your mind, the deadline will be more critical to make a decision to be a part of Clear Connections. And we will then staff almost immediately after the deadline, after the 19th. We'll begin that staffing process quickly in April. If you decide I would really like to go back to brick and mortar, then certainly that's an option, as it is at Clear Horizons and Clear View. We do ask that you make a year commitment, and we'd like for that to be a very serious commitment. But with those schools, now the entrance into the school is not as flexible as it is going back to the home campus, but we try and really make sure we find the right learner for the full year.
And that's a place where elementary and secondary, it's just a little bit different in the fact that we need this commitment early, because we have already created our staffing plans for it in the anticipation that everyone would return back. And so once we lock in this date of a hard and fast, this is going to be our date for this program, we will adjust all of our staffing and at all campuses, at all grade levels. And then so moving back to a campus can be difficult at the elementary setting, just because of our class sizes being so tight. And that's going to be a challenge that we want to work through. So that the new date is going to be one that we're going to hold tight on.
Absolutely. So, Ms. Hughes, there was a question in for Dr. Engel about how much synchronous time mm-hmm. is going to be in place. And I know that's generally a question for you, what that would look like that might be different from what they're experiencing this year.
It is. I do think that it will be similar, very similar to what we have this year. We will want to replicate the learning in a school day, and that really does cause for major chunks of time to be synchronous, to be face-to-face, for the teacher to see cameras on with a child on the other side working and learning. We do think that that will be 4 days a week, and the asynchronous time will be on Fridays, but I would think that it would be very similar, if not even more required, for that synchronous face-to-face time. We found that classes that have more of that are finding that students are progressing better through the curriculum and through those progression marks that they need to hit. So that's an important factor.
And I'd say for the second year, it'll be by the course. If it's a synchronous course, then that will be most of the class period. Like if it's third period synchronous, then that is going to be, you can expect that to be throughout the class period. There'll be some time for independent work, but certainly connected with the class. If it's a completely asynchronous course, and it just depends on what you select, then that course would be much more flexible. And you would have some time to do it outside, but you still want to try to work on it during that class period to get that work done so that at the end of the day, you're, you know, ready to do whatever else you want to do and take advantage of the structure of the asynchronous mm-hmm. course during the class period.
Mm-hmm. And for gifted and talented services at the elementary level, will those be provided?
They sure will. They will be provided by a gifted and talented certified teacher. That is correct.
And then at the intermediate level, there'll be honors classes, but this is WAVE is provided at the brick and mortar for next year.
Correct. Specifically WAVE. And when you look on the course selection, it says honors, which is pre-AP.
We changed the name.
So it's a little confusing, but so when you see honors, that would be your pre-AP from last year.
Great. And there's a question about if a student is struggling with online learning, then the best place for that student is brick and mortar. And I think our success this year should provide some excitement for families to be able to return next fall. But we just don't know what next fall looks like at this point.
Well, you've given me the window there, and I will always make the same pitch. And that is that for our youngest learners that are learning to learn, pre-K through third grade, we do feel like it is the best environment, if at all possible, to be face-to-face in class, in brick and mortar, for all of those experiences to take place. There is a transition when you move into third grade where it's going from learning to learn to learning that content. And so I think there's a shift there. And so I'm really working with families that are already starting to apply to make sure that they are aware of the commitment that we're jumping into.
And then Cameron is asking about children who don't have internet access. We have services to support families that, in fact, we do. We have mobile hotspots that we've been mm-hmm. able to provide to families that do not have internet access. So that should not be a barrier today or even next year. So mm-hmm. if you have a challenge with internet access, please contact your campus directly.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Great. There's a parent asking about the workload at the high school for online. It seems pretty excessive right now where they've got multiple hours and asking if there's a plan in place to balance it. I think that's a great question. I don't necessarily have the answer, but that's something we could definitely look into.
Yeah, we certainly can. And sometimes there are some high school classes that do require, whether it's brick and mortar or mm-hmm. online, just a lot of load. The junior year is historically known as a very heavy academic year. And so you're certainly right. We'll take that into consideration. Look at that.
Great. I think we've covered at least what I'm seeing. I'm sure there's multiple questions that families still have out there. And we are updating the website daily with new information that's coming about. And so I think I'm going to go ahead and just wrap up today's session, unless you have something more to add. Okay, so be sure to visit www.ccisd.net for more information. And as we noted earlier, the deadline has been extended to April 19th. That's a Monday. And the course offerings are posted. Application is posted. And so everything should be there for at least to get you to have start having those discussions at home. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for joining us. And we'll see you next time.